We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. MRuto. This is episode number 50 of the Motivation Movement Podcast titled, Welcome to Mental Fortitude Bootcamp. Talent is overrated. Your level of mental fortitude is vastly more important. Grit and perseverance are the real key performance indicators to measure in the pursuit of success, whether it be in business, education, relationships, and or your health. Intelligence and skill only go so far. You can't do much about the DNA you were created with, but there is a lot you can do to develop resilience and become stronger mentally. Mental fortitude is the ability to be resilient in the face of adversity. The American Psychological Association defines mental resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or even significant sources of stress. When unexpected and stressful situations arise, how do you respond? An individual who is very tough mentally will be able to stay calm when dealing with anxiety, doubt, and unfortunate circumstances. The daily hustle takes a serious toll on our mental, physical, and emotional health. We all define success differently. We all have our own unique strategy to achieve success, but there is no doubt that we all face highs and lows, setbacks and struggles on the journey to success. Mental exhaustion, pressure, and self-doubt are just high-level examples of common internal battles or challenges we all face in the pursuit of our goals. How do certain individuals repeatedly strive in the direction of their ambitions, failed attempt after failed attempt, while others give up after their first try? How do those individuals remain so humble, focused, and determined when there is seemingly a very low probability of success, when there's no clear light at the end of the tunnel? Today's quote is from David Goggins, who is a retired Navy SEAL and is the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete SEAL, U.S. Army Ranger School, and the Air Force Tactical Air Controller Training Program. Goggins is also an accomplished endurance athlete, having completed over 60 ultramarathons, triathlons, and ultra-triathlons. The quote was stated as follows. The only way to gain mental toughness is to do things you're not happy doing. If you continue doing things that you're satisfied with and make you happy, you're not getting stronger. You're staying where you're at. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. You're not staying the same. Marathons and triathlons aren't easy. Ultra marathons and ultra triathlons definitely aren't easy. But neither is building mental fortitude and resilience. Complacency does absolutely nothing to help you build mental stamina. Being uncomfortable in new situations with fresh sets of challenges is what helps you fortify your mental strength. Pushing the limits is what helps you fortify your mental strength. The term resilience, which is now commonplace in the discussion on positive psychology and mental health, was originally an engineering term defined as the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape. In the same way that a material object would require strength and flexibility to bounce back, humans do as well. Researchers Peter Clow and Doug Streicherzik, in their book Developing Mental Toughness, discuss how effectively individuals deal with stress, pressure, and challenge, irrespective of the circumstances. The book details the psychometrics and personality traits associated with mental toughness, and it also serves as a handbook filled with guidance on how to measure and develop mental toughness. Streicherzik finds it useful to think of the difference in terms of the phrase survive and prosper. Resilience helps you to survive, and mental toughness helps you to prosper. According to the book, the techniques for developing mental toughness revolve around five central themes. One is positive thinking, two is anxiety control, three is visualization, four is goal setting, and five is attention control. Mentally tough individuals are more consistent than others. They don't miss practice, assignments, due dates, deadlines, commitments. Mentally tough individuals have clear goals that they work towards day in and day out. They're in it for the long haul. They're not short-sighted. Mentally tough individuals practice meditation and reflection. They envision their goals being achieved often, even when they may seem impossible in reality. Mentally tough individuals don't let their emotions get the best of them. They're able to channel their anxiety when uncomfortable situations arise. In conclusion, my final thought for the day is that it's important to realize what resilience isn't. Resilience and mental fortitude doesn't mean avoiding struggle and stress. It means managing it and not letting it deter you from accomplishing what you've set out to achieve. Resilience and mental fortitude isn't about burying your emotions and not dealing with surprises life has in store for us. It's about confronting that negative internal dialogue and those obstacles head on, conquering them, learning from the process, and continually becoming stronger and stronger. Like building a muscle, increasing your resilience takes time, dedication, and perseverance. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag The Motivation Movement on social media. Tag Adam Ruto and do not forget to visit my new website, mruto.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Please do not hold back. I'm not sensitive. I can take it, and I very much appreciate the constructive criticism. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast as well. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for listening in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.